You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media. Let's take a look at what's been happening in the agricultural futures markets. Wayne Nelson at L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana, is on the phone line. Good afternoon to you, Wayne.
Well, good afternoon, Todd.
How are you today?
Hey, you know, it's been a lot of red on the screen today, so not a lot of happy calls, but, you know, a little more rain, you know, we're not short of moisture today.
Well, calls are good, whether they're happy or unhappy sometimes. And so that means they're thinking about what's happening in the marketplace. What have you been able to tell them?
Well, I think that basically the 6 to 10 day forecast calls for quite a bit of moisture coming in across here again, as we're watching this afternoon, this evening, tomorrow. Then after that, the 11 to 15 day does pretend to some warmer, drier weather and a better chance of getting in the field to get some of this planting done. And the large funds, you know, pretty much have stepped in today. They sold 8,000 contracts of corn and 3,000 of wheat, dragging it down. While we saw, as you mentioned, the bean meal being extremely tight, we did see the buying of 2,000 contracts of beans. So basically along the way, it's just anticipation of a large crop and increased carryover.
What are your suggestions to producers?
Well, you know, there's a couple things for the guys that did sell some corn early in case we do run into some other problems. Why we've looked at buying some of those short-dated July options on the December $6 calls for about 4 cents that put back there in case this weather does not cooperate and we rise up and they feel good against it. Or the idea of putting some of those on with the idea if we do get a little rally, it gives you the courage to sell some corn. We're looking for a little bounce here sometime soon, then we do want to sell some corn because we do feel it long term. The carryover picture is a lot worse for next year.
How much of a bounce you think is possible?
Oh boy, you know, we'd sure like to see 20 cents, but it's going to be hard fought to get there right quick.
What about the livestock producers?
Livestock producers, there was some of the guys were lifting some of the hedges today. We saw some advisory services saying that they thought that we should be coming into a time period where meat demand should be picking up here with the grilling season coming on. It's been sort of delayed, and I think there'll be a lot of pent-up demand here, hopefully, for some good pork chops, hamburgers, and steaks.
Hey, any final word for you?
I think that, you know, we've seen a lot of pressure here the last couple of days, and I think we'll maybe start to stabilize here in the next day or two.
Thanks so much, Wayne. Hey, stay with us for just a second. I'd like you to help out for a bit because I really want producers to know that it's important to call us and to donate or pledge to WILL, Will Ag Programming, the public radio station that they're listening to or with at this point, one way or the other, why that's whether that's on the web or one of our radio stations across the state of Illinois, on our home station out of WILL. And frankly, you are one of the reasons that we think they ought to call, Wayne, because you do a great job and you've been with us as a volunteer for, what, almost three decades.
It's getting up there in years, just like my birthdays. There's bigger numbers all the time. But, you know, we do believe in the WILL ag programming and what it does and what it can do for you, and the innovations that Todd and Dave have made with the podcast, with being able to go on your computer and listen at any time, you know, not just when you, if you catch them and you miss it, it's not there, but and a lot of very different opinions. You know, you don't you can know what I'm thinking, you can know what Mike Zuzlo's thinking, you can know what Turk Kimmel's thinking, you know, and put that all together and see what you want to think. So it does offer a lot of varied views.
Thank you so much, Wayne, for all you do. We appreciate it. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you, Todd.
Wayne Nelson is L&M Commodities in Newmarket, Indiana. We won't take any more of his time, but we would like you to give a little bit of your time and maybe, because he gives some of his talent, a little bit of your treasure. How about that? 217-244-9455 is the number to call.